When it comes to evangelism, there are many different styles. No one style is more important than the other. God uses us as we make ourselves available according to His will. My own personal calling is to be a creation evangelist. What is a creation evangelist? Chances are, you probably know me because of this radio program. However, the majority of the ministry of Understand the Times is related to sharing the gospel internationally. Last year, I spent several months outside of North America, speaking to people about the Bible and the gospel of Jesus Christ. From its very inception, the vision of Understand the Times has been to take the gospel to the world, especially to people in places that have not heard, nor have the funds to bring someone to them so they can hear. On occasion, I've been asked the question, is it really possible to be an effective missionary by traveling to so many places and only staying for a short while? Is this really good investment of donor funds? Certainly, this is a reasonable question, which demands a reasonable answer. As you've never had the opportunity to go with me on one of these trips, I thought it would be good if I could share an example of something that happened to me in Russia not long ago, illustrating what creation evangelism is and how it works. As often occurs when I'm speaking in a foreign country, an opportunity for ministry can come unexpectedly. One day, while I was speaking at a summer youth camp, a lady appeared from another camp over 60 miles away to ask if I could come and speak to her students. She knew me from the creation books and videos that had been distributed in Russia. She wanted the 250 young people she was in charge of to hear about the existence of God. The following day, we were able to find time to go. The lecture theater was packed with children between the ages of 11 and 15. Not knowing if I could communicate to a group so young, I started by asking them a question. How many of you have ever thought about the question of why you're alive? They all put up their hands. Then I asked them if they had ever heard about the theory of evolution. Once more, they all emphatically said yes. Over the next hour, I presented reasons why I believed in the creation view of the Bible. At the end of the presentation, I asked them which view made more sense, creation or evolution. There was a unanimous vote for creation. Then I concluded with this point. If creation is true, this means there is a creator. The Bible tells us the creator is Jesus Christ. 1 hour of being able to present the truth to a child who God has supernaturally placed in your path can count for eternity.